Hello, little helper. Surprised to see me? It's true, I didn't think I'd ever come to your chambers personally. I usually send for you to come to me. I'm just in an uncharacteristically good mood today, I suppose. How is your day going? No, that was rhetorical. Anyway, my day is going just splendidly. The plan is working. Corella the Great Witch has accepted my offer to start manufacturing magical artifacts for her. And my subjects are actually excited to start working on them. I think that after seeing me abuse my magic for so long, they feel like I'm finally sharing some of my power with them. Those foolish little vagrants. So, Corella is now an ally instead of a threat. And uprisings are at an all-time low. No, of course, they haven't stopped completely, mind you. But there are only a few who still don't trust me. They're the smart ones. It's almost a shame I'll have to deal with them. Quietly, of course. I can't afford to lose this newfound popularity. Anyway, I wanted to celebrate. I'm having the chefs prepare a feast. With no more uprisings, the kitchen is finally fully stocked again. Would you like to accompany me? That's also rhetorical, of course. Attendance is mandatory. But then, why would you not want to come? It's going to be fabulous. So come along, little helper. It should be almost ready. You know, I had my doubts about you from the beginning, but you really have been so very useful. The last three disasters my Abyssal Empire has faced have all been solved by you. If only by accident. I wasn't sure about having to do everything in a new way, but it's actually rather gratifying having allies and loyal subjects. It's so much easier to get people to do what I want them to do when they actually want to do it in the first place. Though, I admit, it does have its challenges. I am not very accustomed to pretending to like people. It's so exhausting. I'll never understand how you manage to do it all the time. You actually like them? Can you smell that? We're almost there. I can't wait. It's been so long since I've had a full-on feast. Oh, goodness. Doesn't that look delicious? Fine meats, fresh fruits, baked goods, all as much as we can eat. Oh, well, before now, I probably would have had all the excess thrown away. I can't say that I'm thrilled about the idea of letting people eat my leftover food. It's too good for them, if you ask me. But if I'm going to maintain this new image, then I need to make a few concessions here and there. So after we're finished, the servants can take their pick, and the rest will be distributed to some of the better-behaved commoners. I'm starting to see the merit of a bit of benevolence. I imagine it lets the common rabble pretend that they're not completely at my mercy. So let them have my scraps. Part of me wonders if I'm being true to myself, admittedly. The whole reason I decided to rule with an iron fist in the first place was because my father died heartbroken and disrespected because he tried to be a king beloved by his people, but in the end, I think the point is that I don't want to be manipulated. It shouldn't hurt to be somewhat liked, as long as I don't let my subjects rule me. Ah, but here I am, prattling on with all this food in front of me. Let's eat. I wonder what I should do with this newfound popularity. It's not enough to simply avoid rebellions. I ought to take advantage of this, don't you think? Now might be a good opportunity to start preparing to fight back against the Eastern Kingdom's alliance. If I can spend a few years riling my subjects up and making them think that the Alliance pressured me into doing all the things I did, then I could have a whole army of fanatical followers to do my bidding. Much better than unwilling conscripts, I'd imagine. Not to mention, I'd have Corella on my side. Yes, of course, you're right. Let's talk for later. I'm just excited about the prospect, that's all. I think what we should talk about is me and you. I think our relationship has been far too formal, don't you? I think we ought to be closer. A friend? Oh, that's cute. But we can't be friends. Friends are equals, and, well, much as I've grown to like you, you are hardly my equal. You're more like a favorite servant, or a beloved pet, a familiar even. You're amusing and useful, and I want you to be by my side more often. Well, we can worry about labels and such some other time. At any rate, I'd like you to spend a portion of each day with me, even if I don't specifically need you. I'll admit, aside from enjoying your company, I have a more practical reason I want you around. I want to understand you and how you think. I mean, naturally, I intend to keep you around and benefit from your unique point of view, but I just can't help but be curious. It maddens me that a commoner like yourself can inspire me to make better decisions without even meaning to. I want to understand how you do it. I think that being around you will help me. I might even go so far as promoting you one day. Grand Advisor has a nice ring to it, don't you think? You could have your own servants and even have a certain amount of sway over Imperial matters. Though I can't give you a promotion of any kind until you become just a little bit less goody-goody. I realize it's part of why you're useful, but I can't have a high-ranking official in my empire be a pushover. Maybe I ought to bring you to my Colosseum sometime. Unfortunately, I don't think I can just take random people off the street anymore, but perhaps I could use criminals. Oh, or even spin some sort of story about how glorious being a gladiator would be, and get willing volunteers. After enjoying watching a few fights to the death, you might finally develop a healthy bit of bloodlust. Have you tried the roast boar? It's perfectly crisp on the outside. Absolutely divine. It's been ages since I've had boar. They're not native to Garl, but so I have to import it from another of the kingdoms in the Empire. It's incredible how much more food you have access to when your trade routes aren't being obstructed. That might make for good propaganda. If I let the commoners have a little bit of my imported food, they'd grow attached. I can insist that they couldn't have that kind of variety anywhere except in the Empire. Did you see that? You said nothing. Absolutely nothing. And yet, I never could have come up with it without you here. I thought the first idea you inspired was a fluke, honestly. But it's been a constant occurrence ever since. How do you do it? Of course, you see, you are so very useful to me, and you have absolutely no idea how you do it. It would be an utter waste not to keep you by my side where you can inspire me. And maybe there's another thing I can spin to my advantage. If you become more prominent, I can use you as proof that commoners can do well for themselves if they're talented. The illusion of upwards mobility could be a good tool to control the masses. Of course, I know. I'm plotting again. It's just so much fun. I used to think that deceit was just for weaklings. I had no idea it would be so interesting to plan around people's expectations. And you know what else? I received an unsolicited gift the other day. One village in particular benefited immensely from the funding and supplies I provided for artifact manufacturing. They put together some sort of art project. I don't know exactly how to describe it. A bunch of wooden feathers woven together. It's absolutely horrid to look at, really, but they gave it to me without me demanding it. I've never been given a gift by anyone other than my father before. It felt good. Hush. I'll tolerate no such slander. I do not have a soft spot. Well, okay, you can say that in public. Let them think I have a small bit of tenderness in my heart. But don't you dare say it in private. I'm still the powerful, dispassionate empress I've always been. I'm also getting full. We'd better roll out dessert before I don't have any room left for it. After we're finished, let's brainstorm ideas on something to do together. Some sort of bonding activity. I want to kick off our new closer relationship with something fun. We can do anything you want. Just so long as I want to do it too. But until then, dessert is here. Let's dig in, my little helper.